Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brittany. How may I help you?
How you doing, Brittany? My name is Wendell from One West Bank. I have a customer who basically said they don't recognize this charge, and I know it looks like a trial membership here. Is it okay if I try to get the customer back on the phone?
Yes, sir. That's fine with me.
Okay. Let me get them back on the phone. Okay, I have the customer on the phone. As well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Can I please have your zip code so I can pull up the account? May I please have the zip code so I can pull up the account?
90034.
Okay, and first and last name? Okay, and for security purposes, can you please verify your your address?
10773 Sherlock Road, Los Angeles, California, 90034.
Okay, sir, and you say that you did not make these charges or you did not authorize these charges?
No.
Okay, so you don't remember on October the 24th, 2020 at 3:22 p.m. paying shipping and handling for Jacob's Watch PaySafe?
No, I don't receive anything.
Do you remember purchasing paying shipping and handling charges on a sports watch?
No.
Okay. So basically, sir, you're saying that this is fraud, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I do see on your card where you was charged for shipping and handling back on date October 24th, 2020 at 3:22 p.m. For security purposes, sir,
no.
I have to go over these procedures. So you say you do not recall authorizing these charges?
Yes.
You say you do not recall, sir?
Yeah.
You say you do recall making these charges?
No, I don't recall. I didn't order anything.
Okay. Is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cancel your account, and I'm going to get you over to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who have placed order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you don't recall authorizing the shipping and handling charges.
Yes.
Okay, hold on just a second for me while I get this noted into the account. I'll be right back with you. Hold on just a second.
Now, if it was delivered to your house, the bank will not be able to do anything for you.
Delivered to my house because I'm on the house. I didn't receive anything. I will tell you.
But the fact of it is, if they order and it was delivered to your house, because most fraudsters don't deliver stuff to your house because they don't have the tracking information to get your information because it would be linked to your email. So basically, you would get emails and reference from this company. So basically, if they come online and say that they're showing that this was shipped to your address, the bank will not be able to do anything.
I don't receive anything. What can I do? There's nothing to be done. There's nothing I receive anything.
Well, basically, if somebody else in your house ordered it to your house and picked it up, or if it was stolen from your porch, that's something. Because the thing is, like I said, a fraudster does not order stuff to be sent to someone else's house.
If they put something on the outside the house, you know, how can we know somebody picked them up from there? How can I know? What do I don't even receive anything.
Well,
even if you send it over there, then I can receive it. I'll tell you, yeah, I receive it.
Well, this is the thing. How would somebody know when the package is going to be delivered to be able to be sitting outside your house? Is somebody sitting outside your house watching your house?
Nobody watching the house because we have family
Do you have other members in your house that stays there?
Yeah, I have my brother.
Okay, so if someone else, he could have picked up a package. The thing is, like I said, as the bank is concerned, if it is delivered to your house and it has all your information, it's nothing the bank can do.
Okay, sir.
Nothing we can do. Yeah.
Okay. I do see here that the shipment was shipped to 10773 Charnock Road, Los Angeles, California, 90034. It was delivered, it was shipped on October the 26th, and it was delivered on the 29th. Okay? And I also tracked it. Okay? And being that you're saying that you did not authorize these charges, basically that means it is fraud. So what I'm going to do, sir, is get you over to the fraud department, and I definitely hope that they can get this issue resolved, sir. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience.
Can I have a tracking number?
Yes, sir. And also, I'm going to cancel this account out so that you will not receive any more billing or any products.
Do you have a name on the account that did order this?
The only thing it has is his name, sir, and his address.
Address. Okay. Okay, tracking number.
Yes, sir, I do. Hold on just a second. I can get that for you. Just making sure I got all my notes on the account correct. Because like I say, we do have this issue that has happened before. So we definitely want to get this resolved.
Okay.
Okay. The tracking number is 540-011-120-255-775-533-812. Okay, that's 940-011-120-255-577-553-3812.
Okay.
Okay. So hold on just a second, sir, while I get you transferred over to the fraud department. I thank you once again for calling customer support, and I also value your patience with me. Okay, hold the line for me.